With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump blasting the Democrats for destroying our nation.
You can't get elected with open borders, with transgender operations all over the place, with men playing in women's sports, with high taxes and bad schools, and no school choice. You can't get elected with all that. I could go on for 10 minutes.
Addressing a large rally in Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump says the Biden administration is simply crooked.
It's a corrupt system, and it's a corrupt Justice Department, and it's a corrupt DA, corrupt attorney generals. They use it to get elected.
Also at SRNnews.com, wireless and fixed network equipment maker Nokia has reportedly now had a better than expected third quarter set of earnings, mainly on the back of cost-cutting measures.
The earnings increase was somewhat offset by the company's sales dive of 8%, largely due to a weaker India market. The Finland-based company reported a net profit of $389 million for the July to September period, up 22% from $318 million a year earlier. Nokia has suffered this year and last year from operators cutting back on investments into 5G and other telecom technology because of economic uncertainty and high financing costs. Jeremy House reporting.
Hundreds of frozen waffle products sold in leading retailers being recalled. Treehouse Foods says the products could be contaminated with Listeria bacteria, that from the several different stores. This is SRN News. The oldest church in Armenia has been dug up.
Archaeologists have unearthed the building dating to the 300s, which is the oldest documented house of worship in the small, mostly Christian country that borders Turkey. The church has an octagonal design that was common at the time and is located in the ruins of the old city of Artazata. Archaeologists believe the building must have been richly decorated, given the many shards of marble found at the site, a stone that would have had to have been imported from locations far away. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With Florida and the Southeast reeling from the two recent hurricanes, Southern Baptist Disaster Relief putting out a call for more volunteers. Baptist Press reports that calls for the volunteers coming from Florida, Tennessee, and South Carolina, among several other states, that has resulted in more disaster relief training classes in the Southern Baptist churches around the country. This is SRN News. The leading private prison company in the United States, spending more than $4.4 million to settle dozens of complaints.
The complaints allege mistreatment at its Tennessee prisons and jails since 2016. More than 1.1 million of those payouts involve the state's largest prison, the Trousdale Turner Correctional Center, which is now under federal investigation. Details of nearly 80 settlements provided to the Associated Press through public records request allege brutal beatings, medical neglect, and cruelty at core civics for prisons and two jails in Tennessee. John Scott reporting.
Workers at seven CVS pharmacies in Southern California on strike for better pay and health care and to protest what they say is bad faith contract bargaining by the company. Strike affects four stores in Los Angeles and three more in Orange County. More details at SRNnews.com.